The federal government has announced it'll convene a plastic summit next year, bringing together industry leaders and scientists to find ways of tackling the recycling crisis. Environmental groups are welcoming the move, but say the government needs to do its bit through greater regulation of the sector. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon in Canberra.
It's the environmental issue that doesn't get the same attention as, say, climate change, but the exponential growth in single-use plastics is a growing threat on land and sea. Here's Environment Minister Susan Lee.
By 2050, we estimate there will be more plastic by weight in the ocean than fish. That is an incredible pollution problem, and it's something that I know everyone in the modern world would like to see fixed.
And to help do that, she'll convene this coming March a summit in Canberra to bring experts together. Some 200 participants are expected.
State and local governments, waste management organisations, young people who care so much about recycling, and all our fantastic innovators and entrepreneurs.
The minister announced the summit in the southern New South Wales city of Albury in her home electorate, where she toured a factory that turns polystyrene into picture frames. It is, she says, exactly the kind of operation she'd like to see more of.
Single-use plastics are, you know, they clog up our recycling facilities, they end up in landfill, but they can have another use. They can be made into outdoor furniture, they can be made into railway sleepers. The polystyrene that you see in this waste management centre is turned into picture frames.
The amount of plastic produced has increased by more than 20-fold since the 1960s, when it first began to be used as wrapping and containers for consumer products. It's expected to double again in the next 20 years. On top of that, the government's committed to stopping the export of Australia's plastics to overseas recyclers in places like Malaysia.
We're seeing too much plastic just baled up, sent overseas, and those countries, Malaysia, Indonesia, China, those markets are closing anyway, but it's our waste. It's our responsibility. We don't want to be sending it offshore. We want to be dealing with it here.
And that, argues the minister, presents an opportunity for anyone who can turn unwanted waste into an economic resource.
We want to see things that are now at, if you like, laboratory level, scaled up, so we can manufacture not just, for example, a few picture frames out of polystyrene, or a little bit of outdoor furniture, but ramp it right up so we've got some of our big retailers, our big manufacturers, our big wholesalers stepping into this space and joining in the challenge of plastics in the environment and in the ocean.
The Plastic Summit is a really welcome initiative. In Australia, we are facing plastic crisis.
That's Katinka Day, Plastics Policy Manager and Environmental Campaigners WWF. She says the summit's success should be measured by how much meaningful change it can produce.
The reality is that we need to take action on plastic. So a summit is a great first step, but what we really need to see is real and meaningful actions on the ground.
The government seems to be placing its bets on industry to come up with sort of innovative solutions for different ways that plastic can be turned into, for example, picture frames or outdoor furniture and the like. Is that the sort of thing that that is going to solve this crisis?
There is a need for government policy there to address the issue that we're facing in Australia.
And what sort of policies would make the biggest difference?
So we need policies that are going to enhance our ability, Australia's capability to recover plastic. So that's through enhancing a recycling sector in Australia. We also need to make sure that the products are designed to be recycled, and we need to make sure that we reduce our plastic use in Australia. And the government can help through incentivising companies to design products in ways that can be recycled, but also through boosting capability in the recycling sector as well.
Katinka Day, the Plastics Policy Manager at the WWF, ending that report from Tom Eagledon.